support community radio.
Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and we have an all-Canadian show today. Lots of different stuff from artists new and old, familiar and less familiar. We'll start with one that is a little less familiar, and that is a group that formed right here at Queen's University, where CFRC is based, back in the 1950s, and that is the Tim Murray Quintet. And back in 2009 at the National Arts Center, the Tim Murray Quintet reconvened 50 years after their student days for a 50th anniversary concert. And I've picked from that album a track entitled Nelson Street, which I have a soft spot for because my very first solely occupied by me apartment was in fact at 72 Nelson Street in Kingston, Ontario in the 1977-78 academic year. So here's Tim Murray's quintet with Nelson Street.
Thank you.
The next tune is called Laura, and it's a lovely ballad written by David Ratzkin. It was written for a movie of the same name, which was made in 1940. The movie was not memorable, but since that time it's become one of the most popular all-time standards. Some of you may know the lyrics of this song. It says, it ends by saying that Laura was only a dream. But I'm telling you tonight that Laura is so much more than a dream. In fact, she's here tonight. She's my daughter.
The Tim Murray Quintet and Nelson Street. Let's move on to a couple of much more familiar names in Canadian jazz circles, and we will begin with Diana Krall, who needs very little introduction to any jazz fan. And let's go back to 2002 with Diana's Live in Paris album, which is a particular favorite of mine among her early 2000s output. Here's Diana on piano and vocals with Maybe You'll Be There.
Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do. But maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight. Lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you. But maybe you do. You said your arms always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Could it end like this? Someday, if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. Anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door. Maybe you'll be there. said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how could it end like this? Someday for my prayers I answer, I'll hear a footstep on the stoop. With an anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door.
Diana Krall and Maybe You'll Be There from her 2002 Live in Paris album. That album also featured a wonderful version of Joni Mitchell's I Could Drink a Case of You. And the next artist I'm going to play is Joni herself, who, of course, isn't traditionally thought of as principally a jazz vocalist or jazz artist, but of course has made several significant forays into the genre. And there was always, I think, a pretty jazzy take to Joni pretty much from the late 70s onward. But the jazz album that I most associate with Joni Mitchell is the one she did with Charles Mingus, entitled Mingus, late in the great bass player's life in 1978. She got into the studio with Mingus and produced this album, Mingus. Here is Joni Mitchell with A Chair in the Sky. Sky with the bird Joni Mitchell from her album Mingus from 1978 or 9, just last days of Charles Mingus's own life. Great tribute to one of the great bassists of all time. I'll have more bass, by the way, a little later in the show with one of Canada's leading bassists, Jody Prosnick, from Joni to Jody. That one's a little long for the space we have now, so I'm going to go to a shorter track. We haven't heard for a while from Bob McAlpine, the Toronto guitarist, who about a decade ago, I think, made a fantastic album of entirely Steely Dan songs done on solo guitar. So let's give a listen to his version of the Steely Dan number, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. After that, we'll take our short PSA break and be right back with more Dark Glasses on CFRC.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
People who fish leave behind items like fishing line.
These items are swallowed by animals who live near water because they think it's food.
When you're done fishing, take all your garbage with you.
If you see a little waddler in need,
call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And before the break, we heard Toronto guitarist Bob McAlpine with Ricky Don't Lose That Number, of course, classic Steely Dan track. And let's move on now to one of Canada's great bassists, and that is Jody Prosnick. Jody Prosnick is no stranger to this program, neither is the person who accompanies her on the track we're going to play. That is the great pianist and vocalist Leila Bialy. So let's give a listen to Jody and Leila combined with something from Jody's 2017 album Sun Songs. Here's So Near, So Far.
So near, so far.
So Near, So Far, Jody Prosnick on bass, accompanied by Leila B. Ali on vocals. Let us move on now to Hamilton, Ontario, and a 2010 album from the Darcy Heppner Jazz Orchestra. Darcy Heppner is part of a long line of Hamilton-based musicians. His father, Lee Heppner, was a local music professor at McMaster and conductor. Family connection here, full disclosure. My wife used to be the principal harpist in that particular orchestra, Symphony Hamilton. And Darcy was one of two musical sons of the late Lee Heppner and his late wife, Pat Ralston. Jeremy Heppner, saxophonist, I think, died quite a few years ago. Darcy was in New York for a number of years, but has moved back to Hamilton laterally. From his album Blues in Another Minute, here is the title track, Darcy Heppner and his jazz orchestra.
Thank you.
Darcy Heppner Jazz Orchestra from Hamilton and Blues in Another Minute from 2010. In 2010, up the road in Toronto, Humber College produced an ensemble that goes by the name Bad Bad Not Good. Bad Bad Not Good is a group consisting of bassist Chester Hansen, keyboardist Matthew Tavares, drummer Alexander Sawinski, and since 2016, the saxophonist Leland Whitty. They've produced 6 albums, and we're going to go back to an album entitled Talk Memory, and that one came out just in 2021. Here from that is Signal from the Noise. That was Bad, Bad, Not Good from Toronto and Signal from the Noise from 2021. And I'm afraid that is going to do it for today's installment of Dark Glasses. I'll be back next week with more music at the same time, 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Dark Glasses comes from CFRC 101 in the basement of Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University. My name is Daniel Wolf, and weather's a little bit changeable. And normally, this is the time of year I start saying bundle up, keep cool, and stay safe. But some days this spring you got to keep cool, some others you got to keep warm. So whatever the weather is, dress appropriately, stay safe, and I'll be back next week. Have a great week.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.